go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
What is this?
Thursday.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Morning, sunshine.
Shut up!
You're not really much of a morning person, are you?
Correctamundo!
Wow, somebody had a big piece of grouchy pie this morning.
How dare you!
Oh boy, you woke up dum-dum.
Okay, not a morning person.
Wrong!
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama, lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Thank you, butter!
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A top Hamas political official has told the Associated Press the Islamic militant group is willing to agree to a five-year truce with Israel under certain conditions, but it's unlikely Israel would agree to an independent Palestinian state being established along pre-1967 borders. The Gaza war continues to draw pro-Palestinian demonstrations on college campuses across the nation. Yesterday, House Speaker Mike Johnson and other Republican lawmakers met with Jewish students at Columbia University, where they called for the resignation of the school's president. Arizona's state house has passed a repeal of the state's near-total ban on abortion. The measure goes to the Arizona Senate now, where it's expected to win approval. The 1864 law provides no exceptions for rape or incest. This is SRN News.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
But look around you, your family, your faith. They're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
It's April 25th, the greatest day ever. On the 25th of April, 1874, the inventor of radio, Guglielmo Marconi, is born in Rome, Italy. Here is actual audio of the radio pioneer's birth.
Okay, signora, a push, a push,
push, push, push, push, push, push, push, push, push, push.
Birthday. Just one baby, or is it 222 for Tuesday?
It's your birthday.
Don't touch that dial.
Have a great April 25th, the greatest day ever.
And welcome to News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. My name is Greg Udell, and I love the smell of menopause first thing in the morning. There's a chuckle that hasn't been heard on this station at this time of the day in a long time.
Not on the morning show, huh? Right?
I am so sorry. I forgot. I knew you were going to be here tomorrow. I forgot about today. So I only made enough News Talk breakfast special for one.
I brought my own breakfast. Thank you.
But if you guys can kill a little time, I can run down to the gas station. I'm sure they have Friskies or something that we can...
I'm impressed.
I was telling
Rich just told me that you made that incredible breakfast for him.
He makes me breakfast almost every morning. Some mornings we skip. Tomorrow morning, we're skipping.
We are.
A crash diet starts today.
I'll be here tomorrow morning. You can make that for me.
I'm up 3 pounds, but that's not a lot. I mean, three pounds is not a lot.
Chubby.
That is unacceptable. But thank you. It was a great breakfast. That's cheesy eggs, by the way. Cheesy eggs. Cheesy scrambled eggs.
Bacon cooked to perfection.
And how about those tomatoes? Are they beautiful? right?
Why do you do that for him? Do you mind my asking that question?
It's for our audience, really.
Yeah,
it's
they want to know that he's fed.
It's more not for Richie's tummy, but for our audience.
Everybody loves Rich Thomas, and it's my obligation to make sure that he eats a hearty meal.
They will stop me in a store, like at Publix, and say, "Hey, I missed it. What was your breakfast this morning?" Yeah.
Okay.
They want to know.
It was steak and eggs yesterday.
You all don't realize, I don't think, how much you are part of people's lives every day.
Well, yeah.
I mean, your family.
Two huge trees came down in my yard yesterday from Tree Masters.
We're about to talk about them, too. They're first up this morning.
Well, good, because they, you know, you and I were just casually chatting about that. They got calls all day from people who had heard that on the radio.
Yeah, the... it's one of the, I love watching people do things that I can. I think I told you before they came over yesterday, you'll be really impressed with their team coordination.
Yep.
And they take that, the safety and everything else very seriously. Oh, everything came down. And you got a tight yard, so there was little margin for error.
It was complicated. I have pictures.
Neighbors watched, right?
Yes. In fact, neighbors were asking me questions like, "Hey, how do I get in touch with them? Tell me about it, you know, and all that." So, yes.
676-3638, and you sent some videos and stuff, you know, watching their...
Yes.
And they were done relatively quickly, too.
Even after the cleanup, they were there for about 5 hours. But you and I watched on my camera during the first hour from here. And they were just amazing. They were so efficient. So
yeah, TreeMastersAL.com. If you're looking to get rid of tree debris, do it the right way. Don't try to do it yourself. It's going to be very dangerous work.
Oh,
and
my God. No way.
Todd Clark, they'll give you a great price. Call them at 676-3638. Again, TreeMasters AL, they remove stumps. They take down bushes. They did a ton of stuff for us. Ground up old roots. And there was nothing. I didn't have to drag anything onto the curb. They took it all away.
Oh, yeah. They haul it all. They cleaned up. They raked and cleaned up. And, oh, my gosh.
They skimmed your pool, too, right?
They did that, too.
Yep, did that for me, too. It is 13 minutes after 6. How about the forecast for today going into the weekend?
The Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
There's going to be a ton of severe weather in the United States today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. But, not here. I mean, usually we are the epicenter of severe weather in April. But not this time. So our forecast is really good. It's a warm, dry, late April forecast. Today's high around 84. Good bit of sunshine. I've got the rain chances, you know, maybe 10% at best. Partly cloudy, very mild tonight, low 62. How about 86 tomorrow? And mid-80s Saturday and Sunday. 70s on the coast. Yes, please. Lots of sunshine. Increasing clouds Monday, high 86. Risk of showers and storms holding off till Tuesday. But you know what? By the time that severe weather system gets to us, I think it'll be fizzling. Right now this morning, scattered clouds at 60 and really nice at 614.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Is that the phone?
Telephone!
Yeah, that was the phone.
Huh. You guys sound like you're ready for a show!
The phone rang?
You're not supposed to have your phone on. It's always ringing.
Today is National Telephone Day.
And I'm Alexander Graham Bell, inventor of the telephone.
See, that's the problem. You're always on that stupid phone.
You're always on the phone.
Hey, happy National Telephone Day.
Call me, call me, call me.
Call me. Bye.
Showtime.
Susan Woody rejoining the cast this morning. On News Talk 93.1 FM, I was thinking, I'm not feeling particularly sharp today, but I was thinking of reenacting your drive to work that we used to do.
I remember. I just started 8 years ago.
Yeah. And I think we had a countdown.
Minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
We had a camera out in Old Cougardale.
Main engine start. We have.
Boosting one. making good time, as expected. Let's see. As she turns the corner off Carmichael Road on the I-85 Parkway, getting ready to pull into the radio station. And then pulling to a halt in front of our building. Greeting all the people gathered round.
This was early. I haven't been up this early in quite some time. Mm. My animals were completely confused. I looked at my dog and I said, Sadie, time to go out.
And I thought people your age automatically woke up at like 4.
Shut up. And she looked up at me like, are you kidding?
What the hell?
It's early and it's dark outside. I ain't going out there.
What the hell?
Exactly. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
But I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah.
Did we get up this early in the morning?
Somebody went by my door while I was eating breakfast and said, hi, Rich. I said, hi. I said, wait a minute. Who's that?
I mentioned at the beginning of the show, it's Marconi's birthday.
Yeah.
Without Marconi, there's no News Talk 93.1 FM.
That's very true.
So I dusted off one of our old films that'll give you in 1 minute a history of our business.
Yeah, I better turn down the lights.
Lights?
Yep.
And now, Britannica Films, in association with your high school personal hygiene class, presents The History of Radio. Last time, we learned that the sounds emanating from your radio actually come from hundreds of tiny people who are trapped inside and held there by painful chains and manacles. Now, our story continues. Chapter 7, The Morning Show, or Radio Goes Berserk.
Hey, get those lights.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, we are at 6:18, so we have 18, 19 news to start the hour, and a salute to the bad drivers of the world from the Beatles, and then we're back on News Talk.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
A bill has been passed out of the Alabama House Committee on Homeland Security after the bill in that committee was delayed on two separate occasions. The bill is HB 376, otherwise known as the Lake and Riley Act. It would allow for local and state law enforcement to enforce federal immigration and custom laws that include the detention and removal of illegal aliens, as well as checking on the immigration status of persons living here in the state. The bill heads to the full House for consideration. The bill's sponsor, State Representative Ernie Yarbrough, named the bill after the Georgia nursing student who was brutally murdered this past February by an illegal alien. 26-year-old Jose Ibarra of Venezuela abducted Lakin Riley and killed her while she was jogging on the UGA campus. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
Birmingham police have charged 5 people with exhibition driving and street racing. The arrests were made after the operation that was dubbed Night Rider was launched by police on the weekend of April 12th. Some of the suspects arrested also face additional charges of drug possession, as well as receiving stolen property. Police also seized several vehicles, including 3 that were stolen. The mayor of Montgomery has been chosen to be president of the African American Mayors Association for the 2024 election year, as well as the start of Congress in 2025. Mayor Reed will be sworn into this new position today. Reed has been serving as the vice president of the organization. Reed says he will work with members nationwide to address issues of public safety, economic development, and health equity. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Quiet out there this morning, but we are seeing a few folks out on the road. We're a bit busy on I-65 and 85 through the interchange. But other than that, looking really good around the boulevards. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us all clear so far this morning. Want to sell your car? McKenna Toyota needs used vehicles, and they'll make an offer on the spot. It's worth the drive. McKenna Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clinton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
for the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I don't understand a word you just said.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hate those bad drivers.
Right, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, Thursday goes by on a Blursday morning. And our special guest sidekick today, and coming back tomorrow, so you can't say you weren't warned, Susan Wood here.
Over many of these stations.
Yes. I don't know where to start today. I really don't.
Stumped for words?
A lot of folks are talking about the cicadas. And
is that the way you say that word, really?
I say it that way.
Cicadas?
Cicadas.
Is that the bug?
Well, actually, cicadas, that was the word we called women that were
double.
In.
This year. Double. There's two different varieties, right? And how often did that happen?
Every 100 years is the word on that. Every 100 years, you have these two breeds of.
I know. They hide underground, don't they? And then they come back out.
And loud. They said as loud as a jet airplane in portions of South Carolina yesterday.
Yeah, sheriff's office there had to ask people to stop calling 911 to file noise complaints about a weird roaring sound that just ended up being the cicadas. This is a sample of what they sounded like yesterday. Wait a minute. Hold on. I got something playing here. Oh, it's our president. Yesterday, reading the telegram.
It just sounds like a high-pitched humming, but at night, it sounds like a jungle.
Exceptionally loud right now. They were out pretty good in our neighborhood.
That's it? We don't get a sample of the noise?
Did you know that Montgomery has a noise ordinance?
Yeah, I know. They passed it a long time ago, and they've been I don't think anybody's ever gotten a ticket.
Really?
I mean, you hear counts. Cars making these breathing metallic. It doesn't even sound like there's music in there. It's just like.
It's not the cars that bother me. It's leaf blowers.
Leaf blowers?
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I was enjoying a nice spring afternoon on my porch last week, and one of my neighbors was clearing up her leaves, clearing the leaves off her yard with her leaf blower for 3 solid hours. Leaf blower. So I looked up the noise ordinance, and you know me.
No, I hardly know you at all. So which city agency did you call?
Well, I looked it up, and apparently there's 65 decibels is the limit. And if you're over 65 decibels, you're breaking the law.
Yeah, but do you have some sort of...
decibelometer?
No. No. But I've learned not to confront. You'd be surprised. I'm non-confrontational.
You?
I know. Hard to believe, isn't it?
I better connect you to the BS. Say that again.
Non-confrontation.
B-S.
B-S. I just offered to help her rake her leaves to the curb. And see, that's the way you approach a problem. I know that now. I've learned. It's taken a while. Just try to help resolve the situation. And she told me to put off, actually. Mind my own business. She didn't say that in so many words, but she kind of insinuated that I should go back to my porch and just...
Well, what time of the morning was she doing this?
It was in the middle of the afternoon.
Oh, middle of the afternoon.
I did tell her? I told her that often I might guest on this program, which means I would have to get up very early, and that would require an afternoon nap. So if you don't mind, ma'am, if you would... you know, save your leaf blowing for the weekend, I would certainly be appreciative.
And not 7 a.m. on the weekend.
No.
Oh, that group in the back that you see there wearing the dark shrouds, those are Jay's people. They come and worship him. Yes.
In robes, oh yeah.
And Jay's not allowed to speak until they welcome him to the studio.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
It's a cult, Susan, and they're harmless. Don't be bothered. They just stand there all
morning. I'm amazed at how little you all have changed in 9 years.
How little we've changed.
Well, I don't mean that you haven't evolved. Of course you have. Sorry. I meant physically. Except for you, mister. You've lost a bunch of weight.
How do you like this studio, though?
200 crunches this morning on the floor. 200 consecutive crunches.
Where else would you have done them?
I was about to say, did you do them?
They're little crackers called crunches.
I went flying on a plane in the sky. It's those little extra details that paint the picture.
Oh, that's so amazing. Do you do that? Do you count them?
Yes.
Or do you do them to music?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
I have to have music.
I just do them.
By the way, the classical music intro, that was fabulous.
Yeah, hooked on classics. That was a thing back in 82 or 83.
Yeah, what a great way to start every day.
Very nice assembly.
I might need that.
Do you remember when you guys worked at a cave upstairs, and now we have windows
exactly.
and sun and daylight?
It's nice not to have to climb those stairs, right? Honestly.
Yeah, it's... in fact, we're kind of afraid to go back into that studio. We think it's haunted now.
Possibly. By whom?
For a while, we thought it was you, but... Then we checked, and you were still around.
You're still alive.
Yeah. So we have yet to figure it out, although
we had lots of fun up there now, really.
No, we did.
Oh, we did. And we interviewed a lot of interesting people.
You know, I was talking the other day.
Do you know who won? As a matter of fact, I talked to. Excuse me, Dad, I interrupt you. It's your
no.
Go ahead, no.
I got nothing to say.
Okay.
I'm just rolling the board this morning.
Remember cricket dust?
Yes.
I looked for that down on the Eastern Shore because it was wonderful,
yeah.
And I had used up my supply, and I actually Googled somewhere, I don't know, and sent an email, and he called me.
Don Cook?
Is that Mr. Yeah. Cricket Dust?
Yes.
Yeah, he did, and said, it's not available on the Eastern Shore, you have to get it through Amazon, which I find very frustrating.
But you can get it at a food outlet.
Oh, you can?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great.
But I don't know they had food outlets where you
were. No, they did not.
Yeah.
Food outlet.
Yeah, that is the, and you don't need much of it to, you know.
Oh, it's the only way I enjoy pasta.
A combination of spices.
And he said it's cricket dust because Because we question the name. Cricket does.
Right.
And that was his nickname growing up.
Yes.
And his friends kept saying, hey, you know what? This mixture of spices and so forth that you have as a rub, you need to sell that. And by golly, he did.
Looks like we have our first caller of the morning.
Complaint.
And it's our buddy Bolt from Old Cougardale.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Oh, just on my way to work, and I didn't get the call the other day. I wanted to tell Susan Woody hello, and it's very good to hear her voice.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Yeah, you've been doing all right, Susan?
I've been wonderful. I have. I've had a lovely time on the Eastern Shore, but I missed my friends. I missed Old Cougardale. So I found a place, a lovely place to rent right now there, and glad to be back. It's wonderful.
You can't beat it down there. When I used to live in Mobile, and sister bought over in Daphne, I lived over there for a few years, and it was absolutely a ball. But then when Dad died, I came back to Montgomery, and here I am.
It's nice to be back and to reconnect. It is. It's beautiful down there now, I will say. And I'm not sure exactly. Is it the proximity to the bay that makes it seem so peaceful? Except Mobile, of course.
You get that nice sea breeze.
So, and the whole area down there is just more laid back.
Absolutely.
It's a different lifestyle, and it's only, you know, between 2 and 3 hours away from here, depending on traffic. It's a completely different world.
I noticed that in church for the first time. The first church service I went to, I sang in the choir, so I'm looking out at the congregation. Nobody has on a suit. Nobody wears suits. It's all very, very cash, which is great.
Yes, it is. I try to visit Baldwin County a couple times a year, but it's not like living down there.
Our microphones are there when Susan sang with the choir.
For that. All right, y'all have a great morning.
Thank you for calling.
All righty. Hey,
I did get stuck in a Mardi Gras parade down there one time, and that was an absolute nightmare. I had PTSD. I never ever went to Mobile.
Everything gives you PTSD.
No, I literally had to stop and ask for directions because it didn't occur to me to check to see if there was a Mardi Gras parade going on. So I got stuck in downtown Mobile.
I'm going down to New Orleans Saturday.
Oh, to see Goose?
Yep.
Good. Anyway, he said, I can tell you how to get where you're going, but you're not going to want to stop. Don't stop for anything. Don't stop.
Right.
And then he...
That sounds ominous.
Wait. And then he knocked on my passenger side window as I was about to pull away. I rolled it down, and he leaned in to say, this is a policeman now, to say, do you have a gun?
Do you have a gun?
He was serious.
She has something worse than a gun, an attitude. All right, we were talking about Cricket Dust a moment ago. One place you don't have to order from Amazon to get Cricket Dust is all your food outlet locations.
I'm so excited.
It's right there near the meat department where they have these seasonings specifically for beef and chicken and poultry and so forth. And a food outlet, everything is cost plus 10%, so you get a good price on it as well. Food outlets cost plus 10% pricing has made them in my 11th year as a food outlet shopper, the only Sundays I am never there are those that I am going to visit Janelle. But I always get there Monday after the morning show to do the weekly grocery shop. So you'll save on everything from fresh fruits and vegetables, the meat department, everything. Do yourself a favor. Take a look at what you're paying at the bigger chains, and then take a look at what Food Outlet is asking for USDA fresh meat, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Quarter-length pork chops, $1.68 a pound if you're a bacon fan. Carolina Pride sliced bacon is 2 12-ounce packages for $7. In the soda department, the cost of soda in cans has been ridiculous. We were talking last week about the 24-pack, the suitcase pack.
Yep.
In some places, close to $15. The 12-can fridge pack of all your favorite Coke products, Food Outlet, is just $4.67. By comparison, Tony's Pizzeria Pizza is 2 for $7. A 10-pack of Kool-Aid Jammers is $2.56. And Starkist Chunk Light Tuna, oil or water, $1 a can.
Wow.
And that's just part of the specials at Food Outlet through this coming Tuesday. Locations on Highway 14 in the Millbrook. on Main Street, west of Highway 31 in Prattville, and, of course, next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall on Coliseum Boulevard. Traffic time and then the timeline. February 25th.
Well, just like that, we got our first accident this morning on Highway 14 and Highway 143 in Elmore. Please watch out for emergency vehicles there. Everywhere else, light to moderate traffic looking pretty good on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Boulevards look good. No problems Prattville, Millbrook, or Wetumpka at this moment. Do you know Thompson Tractor can rebuild hydraulic hoses for all makes and models? They can even do it in 30 minutes or less. Visit Thompson Tractor at their website, thompsontractor.com, for more details. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Honey, wake up.
What?
I think something's burning.
I don't smell anything.
I'm gonna go check. Fire! Quick! Wake the kids!
Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. Is your home safe? You can't be sure unless you call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. Crosby Electric will send a specially trained electrician to your home. Using high-tech equipment, they'll check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to make sure your home is safe.
Well, it appears that we found the culprit. Faulty wiring.
I should have had it checked.
Just be thankful everyone's okay.
For an in-home, no-obligation assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com. Don't just think it's safe. Know it's safe.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Hey, this is Mike from Owens Optical in Eastbrook. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and doing so has dramatically increased our business. The sales and production staff are some of the best I've ever worked with. Thanks, Blue Water, for all you do for us.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sit down, Susan. And now it's 6:38 with the timeline for the 25th day of April. It's your host, Rich Thomas.
116 days into the year, 249 days are left on a feature that Susan used to host.
Yeah. We had that.
I inherited the timeline.
Yeah, because I played that Mac Mahone thing.
That's right. Today's National Lingerie Day. That's why I wore this teddy.
There you go. National Lingerie Day. That is first on our list. It's Take Our Sons and Daughters to Work Day. My son's here. Hey, Chase. We mentioned it's National Telephone Day. You still have a landline at the house.
I don't use it.
No,
it's
I don't
just
either.
There.
No, it's mine's gathering dust. It's under dust somewhere. But it's there for emergencies.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Because it doesn't take power. So if the power's off, and of course, if the cell phone towers are down, you've got...
I fully expect that we'll get hacked by the Chinese and we'll have an EMP and we'll be living very barbarically for a period of time. So.
When?
I'm not sure on that yet.
It's National Plumbers Day. We need plumbers in this world. It's World Penguin Day, and it's Hug a Friend Day. On this date in 16...
Well, Rich, you and me and Jay should all hug.
See what he did there? 1607.
It comes back to you, man. This is...
Captain John Smith landed at Cape Henry, Virginia. He established the first permanent English settlement in America. Then he fell in love for a princess named Pocahontas.
Honestly, I saw a movie about that.
Did you really?
Was it a documentary type thing?
There was a song about that. It's called Fever. Captain Smith, the Pocahontas.
This, you and I just got done watching that long series called Manhunt.
Manhunt, yeah.
On this date in 1865, Abraham Lincoln's assassin John Wilkes Booth was killed by federal troops near Port Royal, Virginia, 50 miles south of Washington. The spot where he died is now a U.S. Highway 301, 12 days after the assassination.
Isn't that now a dating site?
Manhunt?
I thought that was your autobiography.
You'll have to play the Chinese clip later.
No.
Oh, it's coming. Don't worry.
For some reason, that embarrasses her now. I have no idea why.
It was funny as hell. But 1954, the polio vaccine trial begins, involving 1.8 million children. This was at Franklin Sherman Elementary School in McLean, Virginia. Now our song of the day. This is something I started, the song of the day, and we've been doing it for about 8 years.
It's the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting.
Yeah, that's right.
It's trying to excite young people into getting into our business.
It's a song from the summer series of 1965. 2 minute classic from John Sebastian and the Lemon Spoonful. Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart? I say yes.
Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart? How the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. If the music is groovy and makes you feel happy like an old time movie, I'll tell you.
'66, little Richie was 10 years old. What a cute little 10-year-old. 1977, New York Studio 54 opened its naughty doors behind that velvet rope. The crowd outside of 254 West 54th Street, New York, on this date, well, if they were there in 57 or 67, they would be there for Password or Captain Kangaroo. That's what became Studio 54.
You made it sound worse by calling it opened up their, what'd you call it?
They opened their naughty doors. Well, I mean, there was a lot of there was open coke use. There was
Mostly cocaine. We used to call it lines doing lines.
Yeah, there was sex going on. And by the way, you had to be picked to get in that building, of course.
They only wanted the beautiful people.
Yep.
How do you know all that?
I mean, I've seen that documentaries.
Yeah.
You've heard plenty of things about that. But calling it their naughty doors.
Their naughty doors.
I'm about to open my naughty doors.
On the state in 1980, Blondie number one with Call Me.
That was your song of the day.
That should have been my call of the day, my song of the day, right? 1986, Arnold Schwarzenegger married Maria Shriver. And then they hired a nanny, and they lived happily ever after.
The nanny in Art.
Yes.
In Arnie.
Apparently, yeah. On this date, 38 years ago, the world's worst nuclear power plant accident ever, Chernobyl, happens in Soviet Union. 32 people died in the first days, but it's estimated 5,000 eventually died.
Depressing show on HBO, but
intense. I couldn't get through all of it. 1989, the legendary Lucille Ball died at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in 77. 93, NBC announces that Conan O'Brien will replace David Letterman. 2005, Jeb Bush signed the Stand Your Ground bill into Florida law. 2006, Snoop Dogg's entourage started a brawl at London's Heathrow Airport. When they were denied entry on the British Airways in the first class lounge, Snoop was banned for life from British Airways. Wow. 2010, the third movie in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Iron Man 2, premiered in Los Angeles. That's the one with Mickey Rourke as the villain Whiplash. 2013, country legend George Jones died at the age of 81. His classic included He Stopped Loving Her Today.
That's not his classic.
Yeah.
His classic. I'm waiting for him to pull it up.
This is his George Jones classic.
All right.
Hi, I'm George Jones. My wife, Nancy, and I are very proud to soon call the Second District our new home. What Nancy and I are not proud of are the outright nasty lies being aired by State Representative Jay Love about our good friend, Ronnie Gilley, and Senator Harry Ann Smith.
I met him.
Oh, my God.
I actually met him. I surely did. When did you meet him?
A long time ago.
Where?
When he was still alive.
Oh, I hope so.
The Alabama Music Hall of Fame, he was there at that event. I asked him if he would sing at my next wedding.
I met him at something.
Next wedding?
But
he stopped. I don't know, but it's coming up.
They have Roman numerals after that. She's numbered them like Super Bowls because it's just easier to keep track.
But some called.
Sponsor a table?
Anyway, as I said, he stopped.
By the way, there's two people you need to meet that have become part of my afternoon show. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. They specialize in divorce and family law, so next thing you'll the very best.
Moving along here.
Trying to, anyway.
Back in the state in 2018, Bill Cosby was found guilty on all three charges of sexual assault trial. And by the way, if he ever offers you a drink and you're a woman, be careful. Let's do birthdays. Channing Tatum from Coleman, Alabama is 45 today. 21 Jump Street and some other stuff. Melania Trump is 55. Melania Trump is 55.
How about Melania McMahon?
There could be a Melania.
It's her birthday, too.
In the Klan, I have no idea.
Michael Damian is 63. Actor, singer from, he was on Rock On, but the David Essex Jam. Roger Taylor from Duran Duran. He used to be a boy, but now he's 65. How old do you think Carol Burnett is today?
91.
Oh, my God. He's always correct, but he's wrong this time.
I was going to go with 90.
92, yeah. We're 17 days till Mother's Day, 32 days to Memorial Day, Independence Day, 70 days away, and Santa works again in just 245 days away. That is your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. And now here's the Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
A warm late April day today with rain chances only about 10% at best. Good bit of sunshine, partly cloudy, mild, 62 tonight. How about 86 on Friday? How about yes? And we'll be in the mid-80s Saturday and Sunday. 70s on the coast, lots of sunshine. Clouds increase Monday, high 86. And the risk of showers and storms holding off till Tuesday, but not a particularly strong risk. And right now this morning's with a few scattered clouds at 60 at 648.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Keep it trashy coming up. Your SRN News replay now.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A top Hamas political official has told the Associated Press the Islamic militant group is willing to agree to a 5-year truce with Israel under certain conditions, but it's unlikely Israel would agree to an independent Palestinian state being established along pre-1967 borders. The Gaza war continues to draw pro-Palestinian demonstrations on college campuses across the nation. Yesterday, House Speaker Mike Johnson and other Republican lawmakers met with Jewish students at Columbia University, where they called for the resignation of the school's president. Arizona's State House has passed a repeal of the state's near-total ban on abortion. The measure goes to the Arizona Senate now, where it's expected to win approval. The 1864 law provides no exceptions for rape or incest. This is SRN News.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
But look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Traffic is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
Been watching the cams on I-65 northbound. When you leave Northern Boulevard headed up towards Prattville, that first Millbrook exit had the report of an accident right in that vicinity, but we're not seeing any slowdown of traffic at the moment. In Elmore, Highway 14 and Highway 143, we had a minor accident there earlier. We believe that one may be in the process of being cleared or is out of the way, but use caution there as well. Light to moderate traffic all over the area, and it is building. We're seeing more cars out on the road right now. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus technology, giving your pet more play area right up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Big news, the biggest and best compact track loader has come to Thompson Tractor in Montgomery. It's the next generation Cat Compact Track Loader. With more power and a larger cab, this machine will boost your productivity and your business. Right now, Thompson is offering special deals on existing compact track loaders to make way for the new machines. So come to their new Cat Compact Track Loader Demo Day on May 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 10120 Highway 80 East in Montgomery. Call 334-215-5000 for more details.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number RU177074, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number PD02014, $3,700 due at signing. 36 months, 10K mile lease, with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
At 6:53, welcome to the Cheap Shot and Trashy Celebrity Gossip Showbiz Report. Today is National Telephone Day, and since our business, especially a station like ours, relies heavily on the telephone.
Sometimes, when it works.
Yeah, I mean, we do have our days, but I came across this from the AT&T archives. Legitimately, and Susan, you may remember this. It's a 1936 newsreel explaining how to use the new dial telephone. You remember when those came into existence? For that, it was like, you know, the princess phone in the 70s or today's cell phone. Let's give it a listen.
The telephones in this city will be changed to dial service, and all telephone numbers will be changed. Before calling any number, first secure the number from your new directory. Then remove the receiver and listen for the dial tone. It sounds like this. With the receiver off the hook, dial the desired number. Be sure to allow the dial to freely return to its normal position. And this is the ringing signal. If the line is busy, you'll hear this busy signal.
Do you remember your first phone number? Growing up, do you remember your phone
735-8426 or Reliance 58426 because you gave the exchange.
Atlantic 85761.
Isn't that weird that we can remember that?
We all sound like Tommy Two Tone today.
What was yours?
2631209.
Was that preceded?
And I'll say 09.
Was that preceded by a 900 area code?
Not then.
Didn't start charging for it till then. So you didn't have like a word?
Yeah,
in
there was a word, and I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, anybody that calls the show this morning, there is a dollar a minute surcharge.
By the way, you haven't given the number. Did you know that?
272-9228.
Thank you.
Is that what it is?
This is a free call. In Canada, it's 272-9228 with a 334 area code.
For some reason, yesterday, Billie Eilish had to do a whole thing about how she's a PhD in self-diddling.
What?
Yeah, that's the top story out of showbiz. Richard Simmons is working on his own biopic. Mine is Pauly Shore. What happened? Man, he just turned into a total recluse.
I still have a video.
Sweating to the oldies?
Yeah, I do. I ran across it when I was packing things up to come.
You tell the story about he remembered that you had... how many years later he...
I had him out as a guest in my studio in 1986. We could smoke in the studio then. Just put that thing out. He was hilarious. I mean, we had so much fun. He's the best studio guest ever.
If I had a CD player, I would... and I actually do have a CD player.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to hook it up. You?
Well, that was 1986. He comes back to the station in 1994... And I'm wondering if he's going to remember me. He's
Wouldn't? Come on, Greg.
The studio door opens. He walks in. He's wearing a tank top and his red and white striped shorts. And the first words out of his mouth, are you still smoking?
Wow.
So, well,
you're
the Astros,
a very memorable character, Greg. You are. I remembered you.
We have a J-Tom call on the prefix.
Yeah, for what the prefix was here.
Yeah.
J-Tom, you there?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Susan, my number was 3640, but the prefix they came out with was Amherst.
That's right. That's so true. Thank you,
It was changed to 26 Amherst.
Well, that's amazing, isn't it?
That's just
What was the reasoning behind, in other words, what was the word? What was the deal?
In other words, if you were in...
It stood for 26.
Yeah, but if you were in that exchange, you didn't have to do the prefix. But eventually, everybody had to do the prefix. So in other words, if I wanted to dial somebody in the Atlantic area code, I mean, or exchange, it would be just 85761.
Isn't it awesome that we don't have to remember people's different area, that you don't have to change your area code when you move?
Yeah, but I don't know anybody's phone number anymore.
I know. I locked my phone in my car last week and couldn't call anybody to help.
Right, because
I didn't know anybody's number.
Right,
all right, J-Tom, that'll cost you an extra $1.25.
Thanks for calling. Can I say it? 272-9228.
You'll be billed, by the way, by your phone carrier. Owen Wilson once turned down $12 million to star in a movie that portrayed O.J. Simpson as innocent. He said, I couldn't do it. Could not do it. Didn't believe he was innocent. Wasn't going to participate in a fake.
I was kind of hoping the truth would actually come out once he was gone. And may still.
Biggest animal stars of all time.
You.
Rin Tin Tin's number one.
Oh.
Made 27 movies. A German shepherd was rescued by an American soldier on a battlefield in France during World War I.
Is that true?
Yep.
How about that?
Rin, as he was known to his best friends, passed away in 1932, but other dogs were given the title over the years.
Well, who was second?
Buddy, the star of the basketball film.
Air Bud. Yeah.
What about Trigger?
Not on this list.